Hey, Anthony, it's Thanksgiving, and you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for our audience, who is very understanding when we don't give them what we told them we were going to give them.
Right, much like the pilgrims
yes.
who did not give the respect and brotherhood to the Native Americans that they promised. We will not be giving you the podcast that we told you happens three times a week.
Yeah, we are, in fact, going to just enjoy our time with our families like the pilgrims did
right.
and just shirk our responsibilities.
Yes, just like the pilgrims. To find out more about the pilgrims and to listen to past episodes from this year and help us find the best episodes of 2017, go to wehaveconcerns.com/clash. It's a great, great way to spend your time while we are shirking our responsibilities.
Yeah, and do not take our blankets.
Never take our blankets.
It's weird, though. You can't get to this Dallas by plane.
No, it's Dallas with two A's. Dallas. It's also from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Anthony.
We're getting old and we're going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happening.
Yeah, no doubt.
So prepare.
Oh, so you brought the box that I'm going to...
This is...
That looks kind of... ominous.
Yeah, this is the box where we keep all of the preparations.
Oh my God.
For our demise.
What's in here?
It's more of an obelisk.
Jesus God. This is the pantsuit I'm supposed to wear?
Well, those are the pantsuits that the attendants will wear.
Oh.
There's a whole process.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
But once again, to everybody listening, this show is not a cult.
Is this an ankh?
It is an ankh. That's good eye.
Okay.
Good eye.
All right.
No, but also, Jeff, does it have to happen? This is a question that everybody's been asking.
Well, now that we have all this stuff, I feel like we should.
I know.
We're kind of pot committed.
It's
at this
sunk cost fallacy if we don't die now.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there is a pot here, yeah. So we're committing.
No, I mean, this is obviously the big question, the big thing that
humanity's
trying to avoid. Let's just not die, right?
I love that plan.
That'd be dope.
Let's execute that plan.
Well, we're trying.
Okay.
And part of that is figuring out what causes aging.
Mm.
And we have a lot of ideas about what causes aging. Having a kid will do it, right,
yes.
buddy? Is that what you're going to say?
Oh my God, so much.
Hey-o!
I aged like 40 years in 1 year.
Welcome to, this is no longer a podcast, it's a hilarious three-camera sitcom starring Kevin James as Jeff.
Oh, I'm getting so old. Pan over to my kid who's just like, uh-oh!
I have a lot of energy! Like, yeah. No, so we know that there are a few things that are causing aging. And we know that stopping the effects or signs of aging doesn't necessarily lead to not dying.
You're
like, we're learning a lot of stuff.
Not just a series of creams?
It's not just a series of creams, though most things are just a series of creams.
Right.
If there's ever something that you don't understand or a structure that,
a series
that
of creams.
You're like, how does that structure work?
Well,
series of creams.
By the way, is also the name of my Kevin James series.
Yeah, Series of Creams. It's about a family named the Creams.
Three generations.
Series of Creams.
Little Jimmy Cream. He's so young and adorable.
Here's what's up. We know that something in the hypothalamus is contributing to aging.
Let's just fucking get that thing.
Let's just rip that hypothalamus out.
Find that thing and remove it.
So the hypothalamus, if you are unaware, is a basically an almond-sized bit of the brain that kind of controls a lot of things like aging and stress. And
this does sound like something we should remove.
Fight or flight is kind of in the hypothalamus a little bit. Mm. But it's definitely contributing to aging in some way.
Okay.
And so we're like, okay. How? Why?
Why?
What's up? How do we
Let's
get
slow
on
that
in
down.
There? The answer? Call in some mice, as per usual.
Get them mice in there.
Get those mice in
do
there.
They have a better hypothalamus
into,
than we can get?
Have a mouse go in through my ear canal and eat my hypothalamus.
Just bite it off.
A trained mouse.
It's almond size, so you just give them some almonds,
yeah.
make them love that size, and they find it delicious. And anything inside you that's almond size, they're going to eat.
No, the deal is... The mechanisms in the brain that keep living things healthy are kind of similar between a lot of species,
right,
including us and mice. So basically what's up is a major cause of aging is senescent cells. Mm-hmm. These are dysfunctional cells that build up while we're aging. They cause damage to tissue. They cause chronic inflammation. They cause the exhaustion of our number of stem cells. They're thought to be like connected at the cell and tissue level. Okay.
Sound like real dicks.
Senescent cells are like when you hear that as you get older, your cells mutate and that's what causes sickness and death and wrinkles and gray hairs and senescent cells. Yeah. That's what's up. So they're studying the mouse hypothalamus to find aging. And they found that there is a specialized group of stem cells in the hypothalamus. And as those numbers of stem cells went down, the number of senescent cells was going up.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, that's interesting. But we know that correlation is not causation.
Sure. Could be anything.
Who knows what's causing? It's a total systemic breakdown, man. Getting old sucks.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, these two things are happening, but who knows that they're connected?
Right.
I'll tell you what else is happening is the taste in music is beginning to suck.
Yeah.
And, you know, hearing's going and, clothes they're wearing these mice are wearing the same jeans they were wearing in the 80s.
Yeah, you know, they don't fit nearly as well.
They don't fit nearly as well. Yeah. And like, so who knows what's causing what?
Yeah.
Are the stem cells causing the genes? Are the genes causing the taste in music? What's up with the inflammation?
It's a vast interconnected system of sadness.
Yeah, that's what it is. So they're like, well, we've got to figure this out. So how are we going to figure it out? Cool. We got this.
Bought them new jeans.
Let's fuck up these stem cells.
What did we do to the stem cells?
Let's go into these mice and give them a specifically engineered virus.
Oh.
That will kill these stem cells.
Oh, God. So the idea here is less stem cells, more aging. So let's kill off the stem cells and see if more aging happens.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's see if
we're assholes.
Yeah. Let's see if we can just fuck up these mice. Just in a long line of things that, like, this is why a couple weeks ago when we were talking about giving mice human intelligence.
Yeah.
We don't want mice to be too self-aware.
We do some fucked up shit to them.
If you search mice on wehaveconcerns.com,
yeah,
you're going to find that we fuck with mice way too much.
I mean, us in particular. Also scientists
also
do.
Also scientists.
But you and I have a really torrid history.
We have a weird, like, creepy junior high kid. Like, what are you doing? Stop hurting those mice. Like, it's strange.
Well, we shouldn't have signed up for that Mouse of the Month Club thing. Because, like, what do you do with that
many
mice
supposed
at
to do with
point?
It? Here's the thing about the Mouse of the Month Club. They hand you the mouse and just wink at you and don't tell you what to do with it.
Right.
It's up to you.
You could take that wink a number of ways.
I feel like we're being tested in some way and we're failing every month, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? We keep paying the fee.
I'll tell you who's failing a lot of tests, though. Those mice that we keep getting delivered.
they fail every test.
They fail every test and they die because of it. Anyway, back
monsters.
To this particular test.
So wait, mice, did we steal their stem cells and then they woke up with long white beards? Is that what happened? They just got instantly old?
Have you read this article?
Long white beards.
Yeah. They go to sleep as Mouse the Gray and they wake up as Mouse the White.
Oh, amazing. Powers beyond our wildest imaginations.
Mice live for about 2 years on average.
Okay.
Okay. So we created this drug that will destroy, we created a two-step process. It's a virus.
Is the second part long white beards?
It is. It's a virus, right, that destroys the stem cells when we give the mice a specific drug.
Okay.
Drug triggers virus. Virus kills stem cells.
Great.
And then we watch these mice.
Profit.
The mice that had their hypothalamic stem cells destroyed died 200 days earlier on average than the other group of mice.
Wait a minute. They only lived for 2 years.
730 days.
So 200, that's a pretty big life shortening.
We took about a quarter of their lives.
Oh,
we just took it.
That's bad.
It's real bad, right?
Yeah.
And so then we were like, well, but certainly we must pay for these sins.
Yeah, there must be equilibrium in the universe.
Yeah, we must give balance back lest the dark spirits come for us in our lab. If there's one thing scientists are afraid of, it's the retribution of dark spirits.
Yeah, they're messing with that. There's a lot of payback to be had when we go to the great beyond and there's all these fucking mice there.
And so you have to do something to sort of balance it out. So when they put your heart on that scale against that feather, Jeff,
yeah,
it, uh, It's not going to balance. We killed a lot of mice. But God. Here's what we did. Second group of mice, we decided to take stem cells that we just made.
Yeah.
We took young mouse stem cells, multiplied them,
okay,
and put them into the hypothalamus of middle-aged mice. We're talking year-old mice, mice that are being put out to pasture. Younger mice are getting promoted over them.
They actually had long white beards naturally.
Yeah.
Those fell off.
They buy, like, you know the kind of mouse I'm talking about, comes in one day and all of a sudden it's in like a really fancy wheel that it didn't have before.
Yeah.
You know, it's buying like really cool cheese all of a sudden.
It doesn't have anything else to lose.
It has an earring, you know?
Yeah.
It's, and you just want the mouse to be comfortable, but you know what's going on.
It gets its pilot's license?
Yeah, and it's like really weird. It's like, you're not buying a plain mouse. Come on. So we put these stem cells into the hypothalamus of middle-aged mice. And it increased their lifespans. They aged less. They lived an extra 180 days.
We did it.
We didn't extend their lives as much as we destroyed their lives.
Well, you know, diminishing returns and all that. But still, 180 days, nothing to be.
It's easier to mess up a hotel room than it is to clean it, right, Jeff. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. But nothing to sneeze at. 190 extra days, I'd take. I'd take that, especially in mouse days, which is like, I don't know.
That's about, once again, it's about 20%.
I'll take that.
15 to 20%.
So we're talking
instead of, if we're going to live to 100, we're talking about now being 120 and
I'll take it.
Being healthy.
No more long white beards.
Well, there's going to be a lot of long white beards.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be healthier longer is the idea, because aging
short
doesn't set in. Silver fox.
Ah, I like it.
The silver fox that sets in around like 60, like Harrison Ford.
There you go.
Like a Harrison.
Earring, pilot's license.
Clooney.
I'll take Clooney.
Harrison Ford's kind of moving towards grandpa.
Yeah.
Clooney is kind of right at Silver Fox.
Yeah, I'll take
it.
Okay.
Now, what if that happened at 80 instead of 60?
Dude. So many more episodes of ER.
So many more earrings. so many more fancy sports cars.
It's amazing.
So yeah, this is a very interesting finding. Because mice have structurally similar brains to us. Now, there are a lot of other systems that we have that are more complex than a mouse's system. There are things going on with us that don't go on in mice. But potentially, this could be a major cause of aging in human beings as well.
All we have to do is harvest a large amount of stem cells.
Once again, we have to steal from the youth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where stem cells come from,
unfortunately. There's no living forever without destroying our children.
Yep.
But somebody's got to live forever.
Somebody's got to.
Got to.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. There's no way around it. We must disrupt the natural order.
So the next logical step is to create baby farms.
Yep.
And then we'll just harvest what I'll call life juice.
Uh-huh. And you have read this article.
I love it, man.
I was wondering.
It's short.
There are a couple things that we should know that you should know. Number one, only male mice were used.
Okay.
The structure of the...
How else would you get long white beards?
Exactly. Well, the structure of the hypothalamus differs markedly between the sexes. A male and female hypothalamus are very different. So this may be more or less true in females.
Right.
Drugs and mutations which extend lifespan also show markedly different potency between males and females. So just because this works in male mice doesn't mean it's going to work in humans. And if it does work in humans, it might only work in male humans, which means we haven't done anything for, 52% of the population.
Yeah, this points to the kind of people that fund this shit. And
Interesting. We chose the male mice. Weird. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, just for continuity of experiment. Right. And then the experiment where we killed, all female mice.
Oh, we killed all the females.
All female
mice.
They died
real good. It's awful.
This article ends by saying, it seems the greatest barrier to a healthy later life is no longer the rate of progress, but the speed with which we can turn our growing knowledge of the biology of aging into drugs and lifestyle advice. Hmm. We are getting to the tipping point where we know enough, and now it's just about enacting the knowledge that we need to extend the human lifespan.
Yeah.
This is exciting stuff.
It's very exciting stuff. But it's the same thing you always bring up whenever we talk about this stuff, which is like, who's going to be the last person to die at 80?
Who is the last person to die? And my answer is, I am 100% sure it will be me.
We'll be like, we did it, Anthony. We did it. We conquered. Wait, are you all right? Why are you wearing? Why are you holding the ankh? It's not time. Oh, man.
Fuck.
There was one last story I needed you to hear, and it was that we conquered death. But you bought all this stuff. I guess it's good that it's coming into use.
You would come to tell me the story and not bring the drug with you, though. That's so Jeff. That's so Jeff.
Because I want you to know it first. I'm so excited.
We want you to be able to make the decision for yourself on your deathbed of whether you'd like to continue to live with no repercussions. Yeah, somebody will be the last person to die. And also, here's the other thing. These things are always reported as though they are 10 years away.
Yeah.
Aubrey de Grey and Ray Kurzweil, we talk about all the time, are always talking about the singularity and the end of aging as though they are 10 years away. Yeah. And they've been doing it since the 70s.
Yeah, it's true. Probably more than 10 years away.
It's probably more than 10 years away.
We're making progress. I just got to hold out.
My thing is not so much, the more we learn about this, being afraid of being the last person to, well, it is being the last person to die, but it's more about like, when they figure this stuff out, what's the cutoff age where it stops being, where it stops working?
Right. Yo, that's even worse. If you're not dead yet and everybody else is living forever.
What if
you're not invited to the parties?
You're like
gonna
55,
die?
Right?
Yeah.
So 55 is like, you could still be in pretty good shape. You have a good amount of energy. You're feeling pretty healthy, but clearly it's like, the aging process.
Yeah,
is
you're just
in.
Looking into getting your pilot's license.
Yeah. You're thinking about getting the earring,
right?
But you don't know whether you're going to do it yet,
right?
And like to know, like, what if that was the cutoff? And you're 55, you're healthy, you're working, you're doing your thing, you're living your life, and you walk in, and you're like, "Give me that immortality drug," and they're like,
54.
54 is where
54
it's
is the cutoff, and it's this doesn't work after that.
Sorry,
yeah,
we could give it to you, but it'll be very expensive, and it won't do anything. Much like your pilot's license. And since you're already going for that, we say just focus on that one.
That is rough, dude. That could happen.
Who's going to be the last person to die?
Who's going to be the last person to have to know they're going to die?
Yeah. That's the thing.
That's the worst one.
Because it's not a deathbed. It's not a deathbed thing where somebody runs in at, like, right as you flatline and goes, "We've cured death."
Right.
That's not how this goes.
No, it's like, "We cured death, but Sorry,
not for you." You know, it's like a kid. It's like a kid who comes to recess with a Lunchable. You know, it's like, "I've got Lunchables. Do you have Lunchables?" "No, I don't have Lunchables." "I have Lunchables all the time." And you're just like, "Fucking kid."
Everybody's having the "We're gonna live forever" parties, and you don't get to come.
It will be me.
Yeah,
I think it'll be me. I'm not that important. It won't be me. What do you guys think about this? How long do you think we have? How much do you think?
How long do we have until we have forever?
Whoa, good lyrics. Get that one down. Let's start jamming. We have to start a jam session
we
now.
We definitely have to jam.
So we're going to let you go, but definitely let us know how you feel about this. Hashtag that. Immortal Mouse.
Yeah.
And let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also discuss it on facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns or
wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Do we have forever?
And if you have not yet, there are new episodes up on the Clash of Concerns 2017.
Hello.
We're picking the best episodes of the year. Help us count them down. Go to wehaveconcerns.com/clash to vote on the thing.